She is a member of our church and our secretary on our board now. So please welcome Dee Dee. Thank you.
Thank you for your warm welcome. I think it's always interesting synchronicities, because that song was talking about embracing the change called death, which is what I want to talk to you about today. So our principle, we affirm the existence and personal identity of the individual, continues after the change called death. And to quote one of our founders, one of our forerunners of spiritualism, death is but a door leading to another room in the house not made with hands. That's Andrew Jackson Davis. So one of the most persistent questions humans have ever asked is, what is the meaning of death? All major religions believe in life after death. Some societies have a negative view on death, like ours, and that creates a lot of fear. Others have a positive outlook. For example, Tibetans, the Hindu people of India, and indigenous cultures. They look at death as simply another stage of this thing called life. So when we have a positive outlook like that, death is celebrated as a natural process, and we have an opportunity for growth. Religion provides the framework. The religion of spiritualism allows us to see death as a natural process rather than something to be feared, and helps to understand people's attitudes towards death and dying so that we may be better of service when someone is in a time of need, either when they're near their own death or when a friend or loved one is getting ready to transition. Spiritualism's belief that we can communicate with those in spirit gives us a unique viewpoint on death's relationship to life and what happens to the soul once it is no longer in the physical realm. Thinking of death as an opportunity for our soul to evolve leads to an appreciation of that stage rather than being seen as something to fear. However, if we deny the inevitability of death by ignoring it or hiding it, this is where the fear comes in. If we are raised in an environment where terminally ill people and elderly people are cared for by friends and family, whether it is at home or in a facility, we are encouraged to be a part of the preparation for burial once they transition. When we are a part of the death process, it becomes familiar to us and something that we can accept as just a natural part of the progression of life. When we embrace the fact that death is a natural part of life, merely a transition to our soul's next phase of development, we are inspired to discover and fulfill the purpose we have in this lifetime, so that we can progress on our path to enlightenment when we go into the spiritual realms. However, this is much easier said than done, especially when we are faced with our own demise of our physical body. Practice does not make perfect, but by becoming familiar with the various stages of life and of grieving, we can better understand and appreciate the lessons we learn from each stage. Change requires that we lose something in order to gain something else. When we learn that the physical existence, ours or someone else's, will be ending due to terminal illness, it is a natural function to grieve that loss, regardless of what we may gain in its place. Understanding the five stages of grief, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and finally acceptance, helps us process loss. And the acceptance of loss is much easier with the vast knowledge of the afterlife revealed to us by prophets, seers, such as Andrew Jackson Davis. This information that he has shared with us and others opens the door to new possibilities and attitudes that we could not otherwise have when our focus is fixed on attachments to our earthly existence. So, my experience has been, especially as I'm going to be 62 this year, that this is true. Davis's view that death is a slow process that begins in middle age is really starting to resonate with me. I'm experiencing myself, and because of his words, I understand it in a greater scheme of things, which is, it's very comforting. And to be able to share that with other people is an honor and a privilege to be able to do that. So he felt that dying starts at midlife as the soul gradually prepares to move on to the higher spheres of existence. To sum up Davis's philosophy on dying, the philosophy of death is a philosophy of change. It is not, however, the change of the personality. It is but of situation only. meaning that the personality first resides in an earthly body and then exchanges that for a spiritual body better suited to life in the spiritual realm, the higher planes or spheres, as they are called. According to Davis, as soon as we are fully mature and spirit exercises its full control over us, a process of transformation begins. The change is imperceptible at first, yet it progresses slowly but surely. The physical body doesn't die in the span of a few hours, but over many years, during which time the soul gradually releases its hold on the physical form and begins to focus on moving towards those higher spheres, those higher planes of existence. If you think about it, you could actually observe this in your own life if you were aware of it. So this is really helping me come to terms as I get closer to the end of my life than the beginning. So Davis spelled out stages of the soul's development. Childhood, when your personality is just a little seed beginning to grow, and it has all the potential of its uniqueness, yet it's very unformed. And also our intentions, the things that we're interested in, start to unfold. In our teenage years, the personality becomes more established, and we start to learn how to fit in with others. We still have our own idiosyncrasies and whatnot, but we're slowly learning to mold them into the greater scheme of things. And in adulthood, our spiritual and emotional maturity becomes displayed in our personality and our interest. And this is the stage where the process of dying or transformation begins. There is a stirring in the soul, a yearning toward a time when it is no longer bound by the physical body, and to reunite with those in the spirit side of life. Then we get to the next stage, old age, which some of us are getting into or experiencing. The physical body gradually begins to lose its ability to function. Little by little, the soul withdraws from the physical form. The soul, by degrees, spends more and more time in the world of spirit and in the inner life. And if any one of you have ever sat with someone in hospice, or you have an elderly friend or family member, you see them going in and out of this world, and then they'll be gone. And then they come back and they tell you stories of what they experienced. And if you see that in context, it's not craziness. It's not the brain going bad. It's an actual experience that I think our society really could give more credibility to. It would help us understand the change called death. So the chemistry of actual death occurs when bit by bit the body's functions begin to shut down. The last breath is exhaled, and the soul transition to the higher spiritual planes. To quote Davis, a blessed atmosphere fills the room of the dearly departed, propelling the soul to a summer land beyond the stars. Isn't that beautiful language? But it has a basis in reality. So we can see that death is a birth into a new and more perfect existence. Davis witnessed many transitions, and here is one of his many accounts of how the soul leaves the body from his great harmonial philosophy written in 1847. A human being lies on the deathbed and is indeed actually dying. It is to be a rapid death. The physical body grows cold as the elements of the spiritual body become warm. The feet become cold first, and the clairvoyant sees what appears to be a golden ethereal halo above the head, pulsing with consciousness. The body grows cold as the life force slowly leaves, and the halo expands and begins to rise towards the ceiling. The person ceases to breathe. The pulse grows still. The halo, now more like an emanation, becomes elongated into the form of a human being. But it is still connected to the physical brain by a thin golden thread, a life thread. Thinking continues while all the physical parts of the body are lifeless. On the body of the emanation, there appears something like white and shining. First appears a human head and a neck and shoulders, and all the parts of the human body reveal themselves in this shiningness on the emanation. So finally, it is a complete, bright, shining image, somewhat smaller than the physical, but a perfect prototype, except for any disfigurement or damage that person may have had in the physical. The fine life thread continues to be attached to the physical brain. And when the thread finally withdraws, the spiritual body has been prepared, free to go to Summerland, accompanied by its spirit guardians who have assembled for that journey. Davis tells us, do not mourn the so-called dead. It should be concluded that we have every reason to rest and be happy with regard to life and death, for the laws of nature are unchangeable in this world and the next. If we understand these laws and obey them here on earth, we are guaranteed a safe and harmonious passage, smooth and easy, no fear. So if there is nothing to fear and much to love in a purely natural or non-accidental, so there is nothing to fear and much to love in a purely natural or non-accidental death. It's very natural. Do not lament because of a mere departure of an individual from our earth plane. There is nothing lost by leaving mortality for the immortal beauty of the world of spirit. In closing, I want to talk to you and encourage you to embrace this change called death. I know that my innate drive to understand and develop myself spiritually is intuitive preparation for a smooth transition to the spiritual realm. Over the last few years, I have felt a change of attitude in myself. I can sense the voice of spirit, slowly but surely replacing the voice of my ego. And I am compelled more and more to be of service to others by doing hospice work, grief counseling for friends and families who have lost loved ones. This has helped me to become familiar with and less fearful of the natural thoughts and emotions accompanying the grief process. I guess you could call it a dress rehearsal for my own time of transition. So, to leave you with a funny thought I had. Though it may sound strange, I see death like sitting in your car while it goes through the car wash. Your awareness remains the same as your exterior gets purified, coming out the other side all clean and shiny. Thank you.